in the country, no question about that. But we made it through, and you know, we are going into this game with everybody that was projected on the two deep. So we've stayed fairly healthy in the camp. So feel good about that. We don't have a ton on it. We only got 86 guys on the roster, so we better make sure people are healthy going into any game. But yeah, we're healthy, so our whole two deep is healthy, and we're ready to go.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me. Coach Huseman, it's game week. Could you sort of assess the status of your quarterback situation? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, they've competed all camp. I've been really pleased with their leadership, their decision-making. Both of them are excellent players. We'll probably name a starter in-house here in the next day or so. Will that get public? Who knows? I doubt it, but we'll have an idea going into this week who's going to start in this game. I know everybody's excited about knowing that, but they've both done a tremendous job, and we feel confident in either one of them.
Do you feel comfortable playing two fellas as you did last year?
Probably not. We'll probably name one and go with him and work it that way. I don't know if, you know, their skill sets. I know Kyle's a little bit bigger player, no question about that. But I think they both can execute whatever we're asking them to do within the offense. So I think you go with one and, you know, see how things are going. But there's not going to be a plan to say second series, this guy comes in, second quarter, this guy comes in. It's probably not going to be along those lines.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, your next question from Greg Medea. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. Hey, Russ. Just Greg. Wanted to ask, hey, how are you?
Yeah, hadn't seen you since your JMU days, man. Good
yeah,
to
well,
back.
Covering Virginia now, so
I know.
Got to talk to you about the Spiders. Anyway, your receiver, Nick DeGennaro, I know he started his career at Maryland, kind of blossomed under you guys last year. What makes him so tough to cover, and do you expect him to be a focal point of the offense again for you guys?
Absolutely, and you mentioned the word tough, and I think that's his biggest attribute. He is a tough, tough dude. He's physical. He's got really good hands. He runs really well. But I think what he does with the ball in his hands and the toughness and getting the extra inch, the extra foot, the extra yard, really showed up last year. And he's just a tough kid, knows the offense. We love him. And, oh, yeah, he'll be a focal point in the offense, no question about that.
Gotcha. Virginia named its starting quarterback this past weekend in Anthony Calandria. What's your impressions of him? I'm sure you studied him throughout the offseason. What's your impressions of Calandria going into Saturday?
Well, I'll start by saying what he did as a true freshman was really good in the ACC. To play as a true freshman anywhere is hard. And he showed unbelievable poise and talent as a true freshman. He did some really, really good things, kept them in a lot of games. I mean, there were a lot of close games. He led the offense really well. I think what's so special about him is his legs and his ability to run with the football, to get out of trouble, to make plays on the run. And it's going to be one of those things we cannot let him hurt us like we did 2 years ago. In the quarterback run game, we have to make sure that, you know, we're taking advantage of somebody near him at all times. He's that dynamic of a runner, of a playmaker.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks.
Russ, you got a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Russ, you've been at this FCS game for a while now. I wonder if your position on FBS games has evolved or not so much. You feel strongly about playing them still. Thank you.
I do, and I think we are scheduled out. We've got contracts probably to maybe to 2030. So if that tells you anything, we're excited about playing these games. Our players are excited about playing these games, and obviously budget reasons, they're very important to an FCS program, no question about that. They're fun to play. I mean, to go into a stadium at the University of Virginia is fun for our guys, coaches, fans, I mean, everybody. And going back, I mean, we know how tough they are. You know, it's not going to be an easy chore going in there, but I do think these are important. Whether they stay long-term or not, I would doubt it, John. I think these are going to go away, but as of right now, we get to play one this year, and hopefully, you know, we get to play all the contracts that are there all the way through this thing. But I like doing it, no question about it.
Is your position on these eventually fading away related to Power Four teams wanting to increase their strength of schedule and potentially qualify for the playoffs?
I think just the group of four just separating themselves completely from everybody else. That's kind of my thinking. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. That's all speculation on my part. But I think eventually the group of four is going to separate from everybody else.
Is it your preference to play these games to start this season, or not necessarily wherever they pop up? I know, you know, when you were at Chattanooga, you had Alabama in November, Florida State in November. How do you feel about first game versus fifth game or 10th game?
We can't dictate that, John. We just go out and try to get them. And if they tell us we're playing the seventh week, we play the seventh week. If they say we're playing the first week, we play the first week. Alabama said we're playing you before Auburn. That's when we were playing them. So do I have a preference? I haven't even thought about it, because I know we take what we can get, and we're very appreciative of Virginia, Virginia Tech, Alabama. We are Chattanooga playing us. So no matter where it is, we got to do it.
Thanks.
Russ, we talked quite a bit about the offensive side of the ball. Let's talk a little bit about your defense. I know when we talked at Media Day, you're really excited, especially about the guys you have up front in that defensive line. How have they progressed during fall camp, and how do you think they stack up against an ACC offensive line?
I like our defensive line. We got three tackles that we're going to roll very, very evenly. Two of them were starters last year at some point in time during the year and have a lot of experience. The other one is TJ Baldwin, who was a true freshman. We played him in four games, so he did get snaps. But those three guys will roll very evenly. At ends, we got three that we know we're going to roll. Obviously, starting with Jeremiah Grant, who is a really, really good player, dynamic player. We moved Donovan Hoylett to defensive end, and he did a lot of that last year in our nickel package. And then Cam Bird, who played quite a bit last year for us. So those three will roll. And we've got a couple other guys at defensive end that we feel really good about, that if something happens, we can plug and play them. So I think we've probably got seven or eight guys up front that we have confidence in sending out there, you know, each and every week. So it's how they match up against UVA, we won't know until we get out there. I know UVA is going to be really good. They're going to be big and long and fast. So we'll see what happens there. But we feel good about the number that we have right now.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday in Charlotte.